hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
I'm so happy to be with you today, mateys. The Adventures of Patch the Pirate is here, and it's the finest quarter hour of adventure on the air, if I may say so myself.
Right, well, sure, you can say anything you want, Squidly, you're the host.
That's right, I be. I guess that means I can remind you what happened last week, too. Palumbo Pygmy was his name, but he's not a headhunter. He gave Captain Patch his next clue. And we also met Banana Man, who seems to have a problem staying out of the way of trees. And so with that, we set sail for the continuation of Patch the Pirate Goes to the Jungle.
Hey, we almost to the church, Captain Man.
Well, what a pleasant surprise. Hello, Palumbo. Hello, Lily. Who are your new friends here?
This is Patch the Pirate, Mr. Missionary. And this is Samuel Sailor, Sissy Seagull, Pee-wee Pirate, and Pixie Pirate.
Welcome, welcome. Glad to have you. Come with me and I'll show you around, what did you say your name was?
Patch. Patch the Pirate, sir.
That's right. Sorry, my memory's getting so bad. I guess that's what happens when you get up in years.
What's this building here, Mr. Missionary?
Samuel, this is the church where all the natives come to hear about Jesus.
Where's the roof?
Oh, we lost it in a bad storm a couple of years back. It just clean blew away. I've been meaning to fix it, but I just can't get around the way I used to.
You aren't going to try and replace it all by yourself, are you?
I know, Lily. I asked the Lord to send me a young man that I could train to take my place. So I figure my helper should be arriving any day now. Let's go inside the church and have a seat.
It sure feels good to sit down and rest a minute.
Ouch!
What's wrong, Pee-wee?
Something bit me.
Oh, those pesky wiggle worms.
Ouch, it bit me too.
You ought to be here on Sunday morning, Pixie. That's when they really seem to bite.
Have you seen a wiggle worm smaller than a tiny germ? He has got a great big appetite. Though he isn't very big, he eats more than someone to bite. Never wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Never giggle, giggle, giggle. Better squash the wiggle worm when you feel the urge to squirm. In your church on Sunday,
in your school on Monday,
fight off the wiggle worm.
I was in my Sunday seat, sitting still and being sweet, when I saw him crawling on my suit.
Wiggle worm, don't bother me. We'll have a catastrophe.
Then I kicked him out of Sunday school.
Never wiggle, 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 never
giggle, giggle, giggle. Better squash the wiggle worm when you feel the urge to squirm.
In your church on Sunday,
in your school on Monday,
Mr. Missionary, why are all of those big building blocks stacked over there?
Oh, several months ago, we started to build a hospital so we could treat some of our sick natives. But we ran out of money and had to stop building.
Mr. Missionary, are you really happy out here all alone.
Miss Sissy, I'm the happiest man alive. I get to spend my time telling folks about Jesus who've never even heard his name mentioned one time before.
But aren't you afraid of all the wild animals?
Afraid? No, Samuel. I've learned some mighty good lessons from God's creatures.
Of Christ, come join in the fight. Look to the Savior, trust in his might. Fear not the danger, dread not the foe. Christ won the victory long, long ago. Bold as a lion, brave as a bear. Take the news of Jesus to people everywhere. Shout the gospel story, give God the glory. Be bold as a lion, brave as a bear. Lift up his banner, carry it high. Soon we shall meet him, look to the sky. Death could not hold him, he lives today. His precious blood can wash sin away. Bold as a lion, brave as a bear. Take the news of Jesus to people everywhere. Shout the gospel story, give God the glory. Be bold as a lion, brave as a bear.
Captain Patch, I sure hated to leave Mr. Missionary back there all alone.
Let's pray that God will send someone to help him.
I don't like the looks of this part of the jungle. Hey, we could be in plenty hot water, Mon.
Oh, no! I think Palumbo is right. This is the path to Crocodile Cove.
Does that mean we're going to meet lots of crocodiles?
No, Mon. Not lots. Just one. But he's a whopper, 25 feet long.
Just warn me when we get close, so I'll know when to bang.
What's that?
I think it's Omelette Ostrich. Shh! Listen!
Bird, but who you sing with?
I was singing with my baby, Overlight Ostrich.
Omelette, honey? I didn't even know you had a baby. Where is the precious little thing?
He's inside this egg.
Mommy, am I done yet?
That poor little dear. How long has he been cooped up inside there?
It's been almost 20 years. Poor little Overlight Ostrich has lived such a sheltered life. Look! But you see, Pop-Pop the pirate wrote a message on this egg, and I promised him I would keep the egg from being damaged until his son came by to read it. At that time, I had no idea that Overlight was inside the egg. In fact, when I first heard his voice, I thought it was a yolk. Look!
Mother, can I come out and play now?
No, precious pumpkin. It won't be much longer, I hope.
Omelette, honey, I think I have some good news for you. This man is Patch the Pirate.
Overlight! Look! Patch the Pirate is finally here!
He's here? Ah! You mean I can get out? Yay! Whoopee! Everybody, go to the door! Oh, boy!
Uh-oh. I shouldn't oughta done that.
Overlight! Look at the egg! The message is scrambled for sure!
Oh, no, man! The clue just went kafloo in the little smithereenies! We need plenty help now, man!
Help? Did I hear help? Banana Man!
Banana Man, are you all right?
I'd be a lot better off if these rubber trees would stay out of my way.
Banana Man, our next clue was written on this eggshell, but as you can see, it got shattered into a thousand pieces.
I'll just put it back together with my handy stick of banana glue.
Captain, look over there.
Look!
That's Crocodile Cove!
Kabunza, man! Look at the size of that lizard!
Honey, I ain't taking no chances with that thing! That croc is big enough to swallow an elephant!
Isn't that crocodile sitting on top of something?
It looks like a chest.
What? He's been sitting on that chest for 20 years.
Hey, man, it must be the treasure chest.
Come on, it's finished. This year egg is as good as new, and you can read the message, too. Give it a try, Captain.
Dear son Patch, congratulations, you found the chest, but you must pass this final test. Look straight at the croc and call out his name, Mr. Oh, no! It's missing!
Greetings from the good ship Jolly Roger. This is Christiane with some exciting news for every sailor. Our program this week is Patch the Pirate Goes to the Jungle with a theme of missionary service. Have Mom or Dad log on the web at patchthepirate.org and click on Purchase. The link will safely take you there. You'll find free information, listen to recent broadcasts with real audio, download free coloring pages, and more. Click patchthepirate.org for more information about all of our children's recordings and music. From the airwaves to the webwaves, we are committed to reaching families with the finest Christ-honoring music and message.
Oh, no! All that work to find the clues, and now it looks like the name of the crocodile in their final clue is not where it's all cracked up to be!
Squidly, we are talking super discouragement here!
Mateys, whenever you're discouraged, remember that Jesus is your friend, and he'll help you! Thank you, Patch Kids, for that wonderful message and song. Well, guess what, mateys? It'll be time for us to go. But I want y'all to promise me you'll be back here next week for the conclusion of our exciting adventure. Patch the Pirate Goes to the Jungle. So long, mateys.
This has been the Adventures of Patch the Pirate. If you would like to receive a free brochure with information on all the Patch the Pirate recordings for your family, call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH. That's 1-800-467-2824. Surf to our site at patchthepirate.org.